speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, July the 10th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to have, in the second hour, we're going to have Tommy Robinson on live with us. He's going to tell us what happened, what he is facing in just a couple of days, and again, make a plea to President Trump to consider him for asylum. And as we look at what's going on with Tommy Robinson in the public square, here's the bare bones of the facts. There were numerous sex grooming gangs. The government, as well as the British press, were covering up the essence of this, like any connections with Islam. Oh, that cannot be discussed. They put a gag on it. They tried to do this in secret. And Tommy Robinson, in public, showed these guys as they were going into court. Because of that, he was railroaded in a kangaroo court proceeding. Sent to jail, spent 2 months in jail, lost 40 pounds in jail. They had to put him in solitary confinement because it was the largest concentration of Islamic prisoners that they put him in. And now he is facing not 2 months, but 2 years in jail. He said it'll probably cost him his life if he goes to jail for these 2 years. So the bottom line is they don't want you to see what's going on. They're trying to protect a particular religion. And take a look at the news that came out yesterday in terms of social media in the digital public square. In the digital public square yesterday, we had Twitter coming up with new rules that will, interestingly, criminalize any criticism of religion. Do you think they're going to protect Christians from criticism and attacks by the LGBT or by Mayor Pee-wee? Any of these people? Of course not. This is about protecting Islam. This is why this rule is there. And then Facebook, on the same day, all this stuff is happening all at once. Facebook, on the same day, says, we're going to take action against you on Facebook in our digital public square. If you threaten with violence or with death anybody on our platform, unless there's somebody that we have declared enemies of the digital state. So if they're enemies of Facebook, you know, like Paul Joseph Watson said, you know, Facebook just basically put a hit out on me. Yeah, go ahead. Make death threats. Make threats of violence against Paul Joseph Watson. They encouraged that. They'd said this before about Alex Jones. They said, you're not going to talk about Alex Jones unless you criticize him. We saw this work itself out last week, the end of last week. Leo Zagami was here in Austin. 4th of July, he took a picture of himself with Alex Jones. He put it up on Instagram. He rarely uses Instagram. And they immediately banned him because he took a picture of himself standing next to Alex Jones. So they're going to censor any speech that they don't want. They're going to censor any criticism of Islam, not of Christianity. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. It's one religion that's going to be protected in all this. And then if you are one of their declared enemies of the state, yeah, go ahead and threaten them with death. You know, just like the UK is not going to kill Tommy Robinson. They're just going to put him in a place where that's possible. Facebook will put you, if you are an enemy of the digital state, if you expose what's going on, if you say things that they don't like, they will just put you in a space, in a place where, you know, it's just possible for somebody to kill you, right? This is what's going on. These two things are coming together. As I said last week, when we look at the attacks on journalist Andy Ngo, I said that is a physical example, an acting out of what these social media companies are doing in the digital public square. That kind of ruthless hatred, violence to people, attacking them constantly. That is what social media is doing to people in the digital public square. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, July 10th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Tommy Robinson. He is facing literally a death sentence. Of course, the British court is not going to actually do the execution. They will just put him in a situation where other people can do the work for them. And as I point out, the same thing is being done by Facebook in the digital public square. Here you have Tommy Robinson acting as a journalist in the public square, taking pictures of people who have been accused of being running a pedophile sex grooming gang, going to trial. The British government and the British press are working very hard to keep that secret. The judge had ordered him not to show that information. He took the picture there in public. The judge immediately pulled him in a kangaroo proceeding that lasted only 24 hours, sent him to jail. He was in jail for 2 months. He lost 40 pounds in 2 months. He was in solitary the entire time because it's a highest concentration of Islamic prisoners in the UK. And they wanted to kill Tommy Robinson. And so now he's facing his second trial. They got him out after 2 months because the appeal courts rightly said this was a kangaroo proceeding. We'll give him a fair trial. And now he's looking at a 2-year sentence and he is asking President Trump to take a look at what's going on and to give him asylum here in the United States. I thought it was interesting, by the way. Drudge linked to a report in The Sun. The headline on The Sun said, Tommy Robinson makes bizarre plea to President Trump to grant him asylum in the U.S. And they referenced Tommy Robinson's appearance yesterday with Alex Jones. And this is the way The Sun put it. Robinson appeared on the notorious conspiracy site InfoWars to beg for the U.S. to take him in. And last night, they got next statement. Last night, Robinson, his real name, blah, 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 turned to crackpot conspiracy site InfoWars. No editorializing there. No propagandizing there from The Sun in the U.K. Of course, many people here in the United States don't really know about the reputation of The Sun. This is Rupert Murdoch's path to power. This topless, bare-breasted tabloid that basically paid no attention to what's really going on as England is being flushed down the tubes. This topless tabloid of Rupert Murdoch's is sitting over in the corner pleasuring itself, making lots of money doing it. There's no conspiracies, right? We are conspiracy side, of course, right? But you know, The Sun doesn't see any conspiracies. There's no conspiracy involved between the British intelligence and the CIA to take down Donald Trump for the last 2 years. Nothing to see there. Nothing to see with a salacious, false dossier created by the Clintons and others to try to take down President Trump. No, that was their conspiracy theory. We're supposed to pretend that their conspiracy theory is true. And ignore the fact that you have U.S. and British intelligence conspiring to overthrow a U.S. election. Oh, well, you know, we're just conspiracy theorists for pointing that out for the last 2 or 3 years, while Murdoch's press took a powder on all of this stuff. Yeah, yeah. You expose the truth, they call you a conspiracy site. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is, our government is a vast conspiracy, a criminal conspiracy, in virtually everything that it does. And we can see this, of course, in what's going on with the revelations coming out about Epstein. And we're going to talk about that later in the program as well. The conspiracies on Wikipedia to cover up anything about Bill Clinton. Immediately, as soon as all this stuff hit with Jeffrey Epstein, they had the sanitizers coming in and start to flush stuff down the memory hole. You had Google start turning, if you Googled Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, you'd get pictures of President Trump. That's the way the internet works. That's the way the media works. That's the way the sun works in the UK. All these people working together with each other. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about the fact, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, that we have new rules from our masters on the internet and from our masters in the judiciary. President Trump, again, you know, this, I've talked about this before. The fact that you had a judge say President Trump can't block people that are offensive. Can't block them. But of course, the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, can. He's more powerful than President Trump. This is what the federal judges tell us. And Twitter has got new rules that are going to protect any criticism of religion. I find it very interesting that as they run these rules through, they come back and say, well, you know, this is because Louis Farrakhan or whatever. That's the way they roll this out. Again, using Farrakhan as a shield to try to justify what they're doing. Look, you know that they're not going to protect Christians from being attacked by LGBT haters. That's fine. I don't need to be attacked. I don't need to be protected from their attacks. I can take it. You can take it too. We can handle it. The only people who can't take that are the people on the left. Because they can't win an argument, so they silence you. Anything they don't like, they want to ban, just like I reported yesterday. You got the New York Times, you got the Atlantic, saying, we got to ban air conditioning, I don't like it. All this stuff, right? Anything they don't like, whatever it is, it's got to be banned. The authoritarian instincts of the left. But it's far more than that. This is a program of control. Because just as they are putting Tommy Robinson in a place to be killed, Facebook is doing the same thing to people that they hate. People like Alex Jones, people like Paul Joseph Watson, people like me that are banned. Oh, well, you know, can't say anything about these guys positive unless you attack them. If you attack them, that's okay. We're going to take action against you if you make threats of violence or threats of death against anybody except the people that we say are bad. And then you're going to be allowed to do this. You're encouraged to do that, quite frankly. Just like the British government is encouraging people to commit physical acts against Tommy Robinson. I'm going to get into all those in more detail, but first, I just want to take a look at how President Trump, as I've said, this situation with the census is really, that's a very, very important question for political power, allocation of political power in Congress, in the Electoral College. A very important question for the allocation of political resources. Are we going to allow people to invite in foreign citizens, tell them to criminally trespass in the United States, and then be able to profit from that, these sanctuary states? Yes, if the census question is suppressed. Yet there's a bigger question, and it has to do with political power. And that question is, can the courts continue to have President Trump bow before them as all the other presidents have been doing for the last half century? That used to not be the case. That's not in the Constitution. We had presidents and founders who said, they've made their decision, let's see them enforce it. They don't have the authority to enforce their decision. They don't have the power to enforce their decisions. But now we have the president and Congress bowing down before them. And that is the most important issue in this census question. Just take a look at this, for example. Prescription drug prices are skyrocketing at 5 times the rate of inflation. Now, Zero Hedge points out, they said, well, you know, this is going to be a signature thing of Donald Trump. So what's going on with this? Well, he started action against this price gouging by the pharmaceutical industry. It was back in May. The Trump administration announced that they were going to have requirements on these Ask Your Doctor ads that make Rupert Murdoch and CNN rich. And if they had drugs that cost more than $35 a month, if they ran one of these Ask Your Doctor ads, which is the bread and butter of cable news, they were going to have to give you the price. Now we've had a federal judge say, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. Lobbied very hard against that by the big pharmaceutical lobby. And yet, they're skyrocketing. These already astronomically priced drugs are skyrocketing at 5 times the rate of inflation. Judge says, no, no, no. You can't have any regulations telling them they got to tell you the price.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant. Crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans, and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them! Talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. 1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, InfoWars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at how the lobbyists and the judicial sector are rigging the economy and how President Trump needs to push back against this. Shutting down any attempt that President Trump has of making reforms. This is how the corrupt swamp works. You have the regulators who are lobbied by the big corporations. You have the judges who block President Trump on anything, no matter what he tries to do. There's always going to be a judge somewhere because we've got 3,500 judges throughout this federal judiciary system. And it just takes one of them to blackball any policy that President Trump has. Just go back and take a look at his quote-unquote Muslim ban, right? Seven different nations. These were nations that the Obama administration was at war with, and President Trump said, well, we're going to carefully screen anybody that comes in from those countries before we just open up the doors and let them in. Oh, that's a Muslim ban. Well, two of the countries on that list, Venezuela and North Korea, are not Islamic. Fact check. For the New York Post, the Washington Post, New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN, MSNBC. So Venezuela and North Korea are not Muslim countries. Newsflash. The other five were. However, there are 50 Muslim countries, 50 countries that are predominantly Muslim, or even have a Muslim form of government, right? A Sharia government, like Saudi Arabia. And they were not affected. So it was only 10% of the Islamic nations that were affected. And these were nations that we were at a state of war or sanctions or something like that with them. But, of course, that doesn't stop a judge who says, well, I think President Trump's motives are impure. I think that he doesn't like Muslims, and so I'm not going to let him block anybody. Well, you know, I think President Trump doesn't like communist dictators, in spite of the way the press likes to spin the fact that he's meeting with Kim Jong-un. Yes, you do meet with leaders, even leaders that you don't like, especially if they're acting erratic, you know, launching missiles at Japan, threatening to launch missiles at U.S. bases, you try to talk some sense into them. If you're going to meet with the leader of Russia, that used to be a good thing. It used to be called an easing of strained relationships, détente. Because, you know, it's kind of a good thing when the two nations that have 90% of the world's nuclear weapons meet to try to talk about how they can get along. But no. It's always, look at Trump is a friend of dictators. That's what they always say. Nevertheless, when we take a look at what's going on, I tell you what the dictators are. The dictators are the federal judges. They have taken over our system of government. And President Trump, the most important thing that President Trump could do, and it's the only way that he's going to get anything done anywhere, whether you're talking about the census question, where you're talking about controlling out-of-control prescription drug prices, controlling the border, that's been shut down in every way by the judges. Yeah, you can't build a wall. You can't get rid of DACA. That was an executive order of the Obama administration, but you can't overturn the previous administration's executive order. You're not allowed, says a judge. You can't even ask if people are citizens on the census question. Not going to let you do that. Not going to let you put an executive order from one of your agencies to say that they have to have the price of the drugs when they advertise them on these Ask Your Doctor commercials. Now, there are requirements already on these Ask Your Doctor commercials, right? You hear them rapidly rattle off all of the known side effects. That's a requirement. That's an advertising requirement. They said you can't talk about this stuff without talking about the negative side effects. You know, may cause this and that. You barely understand it. It's going so quickly. But you can't have anything there about the price, and the price is a major side effect. It can cause you to go bankrupt. As I said in the last segment, prescription drug prices are going up at 5 times the rate of inflation. More than 3,400 drugs have raised their prices in 2019, a 17% increase compared to the 2,900 increases in the same time in 2018. So, in other words, 17% more drugs have increased their prices. We're not talking about a 17% increase. It's more than that. So when they look at this, they said, you look at the rate of inflation. Zero Hedge says, hilariously, the price of drugs is probably a better representation of real inflation. You know why? Because almost everybody's on prescription drugs of one form or the other. It's one of the biggest consumer items out there. And the pharmaceutical companies and the cable news companies love it that way. That's where they make all their money. 41 drugs have raised their prices by more than 100%, more than doubled their prices, including one version of the antidepressant Prozac, which is up 879% since last year. That's 9 times, folks. They've raised the price of their drug by a factor of 9. That is nothing but unmitigated greed. They don't have any higher production costs. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest side effects with these drugs is the fact they're made in China. Many of them are not pure. It goes beyond the studies that they do with the FDA. You know, you can do a study with a drug and they're like, okay, well, it causes this, this, and this, and this, but we're going to approve it anyway. And everybody goes, oh, look, the FDA approved it. It's 100% safe. No, it's not. You don't think those side effects are going to hit you? Man, I tell you, I've lived long enough to see these side effects hit many family members. And more than one of these side effects hit you at the same time. It's real. You better take that seriously. This is not a binary thing. FDA says it's okay, so therefore it's safe. Have friends. One friend who lost his wife because it was an FDA-approved drug that she took. So many people, after it was approved by the FDA, so many people took it and died that the FDA withdrew the approval. Then they thought about it for a while after the lobbyist got to them, and they put it back on the market. And then my friends wife took it, and she died. But, you know, they're legally protected because the FDA said it's okay. Just like the vaccine manufacturers are legally protected because they had that law passed in 1986 that said you can't sue the vaccine companies. The best you can do, if you know about it, is to go to the secret vaccine court and go through an arbitration process. And so they don't have any liability for that kind of stuff. And they don't have any liability even if, apart from whether the drug itself is safe and effective, then it has to be manufactured somewhere. If they go to China and they put some garbage in it in China and sell it to you, okay, that's another question altogether. Anyway, going back to this, 4 out of 5 Americans believe prescription drug pricing is unreasonable. About a third of patients say that they're skipping prescription medicine because of the cost. That's the other side effect, bankruptcy. The founder and CEO of Rx Savings said, in the political climate we live in and the conversations we're having, there are more drug price increases this year. And you would think that wouldn't be the case because, you know, President Trump said he's going to do something about it. Oh, yeah. Well, hang on. We'll tell you what President Trump is doing about it and what the judiciary is doing to stop him from doing anything about it. They said, for example, a topical steroid has increased 381% this year. Mometasone, pain reliever or codeine medication rose 326%, and ADHD treatment rose 118%. And so the Trump administration announced a new rule last month to require these pharmaceutical companies to reveal the price of their drugs on TV. Pharmaceutical lobbyists got involved, and now a judge says no.
As we gather this evening in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Keep on using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just saying, we got the price of drugs skyrocketing by 5 times. And some of the people say, well, I don't understand what's going on because President Trump said he's going to do something about skyrocketing drug prices. Well, he did. And now a federal judge has blocked that. President Trump said he was going to do something about the borders, but a federal judge blocked that. Federal judge blocked him removing an executive order from the Trump administration saying, I'm not going to enforce the law. Federal judge says, no, I'm not going to let you enforce the law and the Trump administration. DACA is deferred action on childhood arrivals. These are not people who were, you know, who came here as an unborn child and were born on American soil of foreign parents who were criminally trespassing, which again does not convey citizenship if you look at the 14th Amendment, but we pretend that it does. We call those people anchor babies. The DACA recipients that they now call Dreamers, and there are no such thing as Dreamers. There was never a Dream Act that was passed. The Democrats tried and failed to create legislation many times. They brought up the Dream Act. It always failed. And so you had the Obama administration say, well, since we couldn't pass a law, we're going to ignore the current existing law. And now you've got a judge who is supposed to be, you know, arbitrating as to how the law is applied, says, oh, that's right, you don't have to follow the law. And now we look at the drug prices. A federal judge on Monday blocked the Trump administration implementing a new rule that would force pharmaceutical companies to include their prices of their drugs on television advertising. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta sided with drug makers Merck and Eli Lilly and Amgen and against the Department of Health and Human Services. This is what you won't hear about HHS Secretary Alex Azar. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about him with the Epstein stuff, and quite frankly, I think it was a bad appointment. I think the people who are vetting these people for President Trump are doing a horrible job, obviously, of picking people. I mean, look at Rex Tillerson, for example. Obviously, they didn't do their job vetting Rex Tillerson. And I could go on and on and on. He's not the only one that's been a mistake in terms of people that have been put in there. And I think Alex Azar was a mistake, said so from the very beginning. Nevertheless, this was right, what he did. He announced the rule on May 8th. Like I said, they've got rules about what the pharmaceutical companies have to do. They have to list out all of the side effects. And so you have these pictures of children and dogs romping through the fields in slow motion while they rattle off in hyper speed all of these side effects that in many cases are worse than the drug it's supposed to cure. In many cases, they exacerbate the very condition for which you're taking it. Under the rule, the price would have to be included if it was $35 or more for a month's supply for the usual course of therapy. Health and Human Services said the 10 most commonly advertised drugs on CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all these other cable news companies, the 10 most commonly advertised drugs have list prices of $488 to $16,900 per month. $16,900 per month. Now, if it doesn't bankrupt you, it's going to bankrupt our health care. And yet that's not enough for the pharmaceutical companies. We've had 17% more drugs had their prices raised this year than had their prices raised last year. And as I pointed out, 41 drugs have raised their prices by more than 100%. One of the drugs, Prozac, has gone up by almost 900% this year. But don't tell anybody that. Keep that quiet. Don't talk about that. Can't have that listed, truth in advertising. No. Why? Because the largest industry lobbying group, Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, and they've got an acronym for that. They call it PhRMA. Big Pharma. They said the list prices could be confusing for patients. I got to tell you, I'm very confused when I see prices of $17,000 a month. It really does confuse me. I look at the people who are sitting in the room with me and say, how in the world can that happen? I get confused when I listen to the side effects that they put out. I find the whole situation to be very confusing and very corrupt. But a federal judge says you can't put those rules on. So is the Trump administration going to bow down and say, okay, judge says so, I can't do anything. One judge doesn't want you to know the exorbitant prices that the pharmaceutical companies are asking. So you want to ask your doctor if he can put you on this drug, but don't ask your doctor how much it costs. Shouldn't ask that question. Meanwhile, take a look at Puerto Rico. You know, everybody's talking about Puerto Rico, poor Puerto Rico, of course, and I'm not making fun of the fact that they had a debilitating hurricane go down through there, but they were having power outages before that ever happened. The infrastructure there is decaying. Yet the governor of Puerto Rico is defending tax breaks for Monsanto and Bayer. They get a 90% tax exemption. They're getting $3 million in wage subsidies. And it's not just that corporation that has merged. It's also other big GMO and chemical companies in the area. And he says, that's our tool for economic development. That's how we develop ourselves economically. We give them a 90% tax break. And we give them $3 million in wage subsidies so they can poison our croplands with Monsanto's poison. You know, when we look at this and we look at the health issues, everybody is saying, you know, it's going to be reefer madness in the United States once they legalize marijuana. Big pharmaceutical is one of the key pushers of the drug war, the UN drug war. And, of course, the biggest aspect of the UN drug war that we've implemented here in the United States has been marijuana. 80% of the people that were locked up for marijuana charges. Many of them nonviolent users. Many of them given mandatory minimums because of the quantity of stuff. We even had a case here just north of Austin. They came after a teenager who made some pot brownies. And what they did was they weighed all of it. They weighed the brownie part. They weighed all the, you know, oil and butter and the mix and all this other kind of stuff to come up with a total weight saying all of that is marijuana. And because we weighed this and you've got a couple of pounds there, we're going to charge you with 2 pounds of marijuana possession. That's distribution. And according to our guidelines here, mandatory minimum, you're going to jail for a long time. This is how our government has been corrupted. And as I've said all along, whenever you do prohibition of something, you always get a more concentrated form of it. And it also increases the use of that drug. We saw it happen with alcohol prohibition. We saw it happen with drug prohibition of every type. You got more concentrated forms and more dangerous forms of marijuana. However, this is interesting. The past month cannabis consumption of adolescent kids in the United States, 12 to 17 years old, has dropped by 20% since 2002. And it was, it's down to 6.5% of 12 to 17 year olds reporting that they used marijuana during the previous month, down from 8.2% in 2002. The 21% decline occurred during a period when 20 states and the District of Columbia legalized marijuana for medical use, and 8 states legalized it for recreational use. Isn't that interesting? It kind of lost some of its panache, but it's really more the fact that when you give a monopoly to organized crime, they're going to push it harder to the kids. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. And yet we really want to talk about gateway drugs. Yeah, talk about these pharmaceutical things. They're gateway drugs to the new conditions that they create, sometimes cancer. The psychiatric diagnoses, as they point out on the study finds, you see this on the Drudge Report. This is a study out of England. They said, you know, these psychiatric diagnoses are scientifically meaningless, and yet they're being used to prescribe these dangerous pharmaceuticals for people. This is a study that was done in the UK, University of Liverpool. But, you know, that's the basis for which they prescribe these expensive, dangerous, deadly pharmaceuticals. But you can't know the price.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to give you another example of the unchecked, usurped power of the judiciary. And again, we see it mostly at the border. We've just seen it yet again with these the judge saying, no, you can't put regulations out there saying that if it's over a certain price, they have to be honest with people and tell them that one of the side effects of this is bankruptcy. Now, they don't have to say that. They have to say how much it's going to cost on a typical course of treatment, and that can be for the 10 most frequently advertised drugs, anywhere from $500 to $17,000 a month. And so President Trump and some truth in advertising, so that's part of what is missing. We don't have a free market and haven't had a free market for a very long time in medicine here in the United States. It isn't a failure, the free market. It is anything but, you know, going back to World War II, you had the federal government come in with the IRS and say, well, we're going to put on wage and price controls. But we'll allow you to give people benefits during World War II. So you had all the different corporations started giving insurance, health insurance to people. And they said, all right, you can write that off as an expense and we'll allow that. But we're not going to let you give people raises during the war. So I guess if we're looking at this situation, would they be okay with President Trump putting price controls on pharmaceutical drugs when they are exploding in price? I wouldn't be okay with that, quite frankly. I think the way to handle that is with the market. I think if you're going to let these people push drugs on the public dishonestly, if you're going to have a corrupt FDA that is going to cover for them and give them legal cover when they harm people, I think the best thing that you could do is at least let people know how much they're going to be price gouged for this poison. But no, the judge says no, after intensive lobbying by the pharmaceutical industry. So let's go to the citizenship question. You know, Nancy Pelosi said, and this was her white lie, it's not a peccadillo, it was a big lie. But she said, oh, well, you know, Trump and his people want to make America white again. Well, as Breitbart pointed out, that same, you know, we had a poll and I gave you the results from the standpoint of people in swing states and just the overall population. You know, overall, 67% of voters want the citizenship question on there. But here's how it breaks down. We'll break it down by demographics for the race baiter Nancy Pelosi and her demographic party. Here's how it breaks down, Nancy. This is a poll from Harvard and Harris. And they said that 55% of Hispanic voters want the citizenship question. 55% of Hispanic voters. 59% of Black American voters want the citizenship question, Nancy Pelosi. Overall, it's 67% of U.S. voters. 90% of Republicans, 72% of white Americans. When you look at the percentage of swing voters, these are not people who partied with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. These are people in the states that could go either way, and they're likely voters. So when you talk to those people, 63% of them want the citizenship question. And 64 to 69% of working class Americans. This is not a race issue, although Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party want to turn everything into a race issue. So Americans want this. The president has the legal authority to put any question that he wants on there. But we have the judges and the people who are in the legal system. Even Andrew Napolitano says, well, you know, ask any question you want, of course, but you have to justify why you ask that question if a judge asks you. May I ask this question, judge? I know I'm just the elected president of the United States, but, and you're an appointed federal judge in Hoboken, New Jersey or wherever, but you can veto anything that I have to say. Let's play that game. Can we stop playing that game? It was Andrew Jackson as president said the Supreme Court made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. They don't have that authority. At best, they are a co-equal branch. They have usurped their power to intrude into areas that the Constitution never gave them. They were there to settle disputes. I talked last week to Richard Proctor, expert in the Constitution, wrote a great book on it. We talked about Article 3, Article 6, and we pointed out, look, here's the Supreme Court's powers. They are allowed, you know, they're given authority to settle disputes between states, not within a state, between states. You know, that whole thing about interstate commerce. Oh, well, if it crosses state lines, now the federal government gets involved. Well, that applies to this courts as well. If you got citizens in two different states in a legal tangle, the federal judiciary would be involved in that. So if you have disputes between states, disputes between people who are in different state jurisdictions, and you get the federal government involved. If you've got disputes between the states and a foreign government, or an individual, an American, and a foreign government, then the federal judiciary would get involved. But they're not supposed to define when life begins. They're not supposed to define what marriage is. They're not supposed to tell the president that he can't protect the borders. They're not supposed to tell the president that he can't get rid of an executive order from the previous administration. Absolute nonsense. And they can't tell the president or the executive departments underneath him, like the Commerce Department or whatever, they can't tell them what questions they can ask. Why didn't anybody tell Obama that he had to ask a citizenship question? It's always been asked before. Why not? Well, because Obama can do anything he wants, because this is about politics. It's not about the law. And we've got to expose this and oppose this. Politicized judiciary, usurping power everywhere. And so now, President Trump came back and he said, well, I might use an executive order to do this. Well, let's see if they let him use an executive order. He'll have to bow down. At some point, if President Trump wants to get anything of any importance done in the United States, he's going to have to go full Andrew Jackson on their butt. Because take a look at this. As they came back and he says, well, you know, we talked to Attorney General Barr, and Barr said, well, you know, I want to get a different legal team in there to do this. The judge has now said, you can't change the lawyers. Not going to let you do that. Not going to let you change the law. This is, where do you get the authority? You know, judge, may I please change my, no, you can't do that. Again, defendants provided no reason, let alone satisfactory reasons. Oh, I'm not going to let you change your legal team here to plead with me and give me a reason. Yeah, here's the reason President Trump asked that question. Judge Jesse Furman of the Southern District of New York. Well, here's the reason that President Trump asked that question, Judge Furman. He asked that question because he's president and you're not. And stop acting like it. And President Trump, stop bowing down to these pettifogging bureaucrats that we call judges. Just because we put them in black robes and give them a lifetime appointment, we shouldn't bow down to these people. President Trump is now taking on the ethanol lobby as well as the pharmaceutical lobby. And it's a big thing. You know, these alcohol subsidies are a racket. Even the environmentalists, even Al Gore said it's a racket. He said it doesn't help the environment at all. As a matter of fact, it's contradictory to it. But they mandate the amount of ethanol that has to be added to gasoline. It's a big windfall for all these people in the Corn Belt, right? And so President Trump's EPA has taken a step towards stopping that. That should be a win for everybody except for the big lobbyists. And I'm predicting that a judge is going to tell President Trump that he can't stop the ethanol subsidies. I'm predicting that. All right, we got to take a break. And before we go to break, I just want to remind you, tomorrow we have an upcoming 34-hour special. We're going to go around the clock here at InfoWars, beginning tomorrow morning with this show at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a special as a part of that. We've got a lot of products that we have put at the price of $17.76. Here's some of the prices that are available on InfoWarsStore.com at $17.76. We have Brain Force Plus. We have Ultra 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. That's nano silver in a wound dressing gel. This is still something that is used everywhere in hospitals to treat burns, because burn patients who have their skin compromised with multiple degree burns are very susceptible to infections. Nano silver is very, very effective at fighting bacteria and virus. And so you can now get that same kind of wound dressing gel, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, $17.76. Ultimate Bone Broth, $17.76. Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, Winter Sun Plus, that's our vitamin D supplement, and many, many others, all priced now at $17.76, including all shirts and hats, including our new Betsy Ross 1776. We've got four different styles of that. A limited edition run of that. You can find all those products at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget to follow me and this program on YouTube. You can find us and subscribe and share the videos. YouTube.com/LibertyTarian. You can also find me on Twitter, LibertyTarian. I know they don't want you to find me. So strike a blow against the digital controllers and subscribe.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Tommy Robinson is going to be joining us live from the UK coming up in the next segment. Before we get to Tommy, I want to just finish up with some of the pushback from the swamp and, of course, from the media as well when President Trump is trying to fix some of the systemic problems and corruption that has worked its way into Washington. Here's an example. Jalopnik, which is an establishment, kind of left-wing car press. You know, they cover car news, but they do it from a left-wing perspective. These are people who really don't like cars, writing about cars. I think they're affiliated with Daily Beast or something, the holding company that owns them. But they put it this way. Trump's proposed rollback of fuel efficiency standards remains a total nightmare for automakers. Oh, yeah, let's not have the massive increase in mandated fuel economy that was put on by Obama. Of course, it's going to make cars unaffordable. I've talked to this many, Eric Peters many times about this and the horrific effect that it's going to have on the economy and on your ability to own a private car. It's just arbitrary. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to regulate all internal combustion engines out of existence. As President Trump was saying in his recent speech, I read the details of it yesterday, he said the U.S. has done far better than any other country in terms of cutting emissions by their own standards. We're beating everybody, even though he's taken all this criticism for the Paris Climate Accord, getting out of that. And as he pointed out, that is not anything that's going to help anybody. The biggest and dirtiest polluters on the planet, China and India, were going to be allowed to continue to pollute for decades while we had to eviscerate our own country. And so even many environmentalists said, that's not going to have any environmental impact if you're going to let China and India continue to build these dirty power plants. So President Trump is saying, look, we've got a great record here. Nothing we should be ashamed of. The Paris Climate Accord is a fraud. All these people attacking this, it's a fraud. And so were the Obama regulations. They were going to mandate a corporate average fleet economy of 46.7 miles per gallon by 2026. The Trump administration wants to freeze it at 37 miles per gallon, which is still high after 2020. And so Jalopnik says, well, it's giving everybody, automakers, the state of California, economists, and now governors representing 57% of the American economy. Who's for this anyway? Well, the American consumers, anybody who wants to buy a car, anybody that doesn't get their news from left-wing propagandists pretending to be car enthusiasts at Jalopnik. Now, go to Eric Peters' site to get information about what's going on. They said 23 governors, including governors in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, which all went for Trump. And those are Democrat governors. This is simply a political issue. And this is an issue of trying to take away our economy. Will they succeed in this? Well, maybe they will. You know, Christopher Lloyd, the guy who was in Back to the Future, Doc Brown, right? Well, he's got all these climate experts in Hollywood, they've got advice for us. He's got a brilliant idea, though, actually. I think he said if they do any more Back to the Future films, they ought to all be about climate change, Marty. And I think that'd be a great idea. You could hop back and forth, plus or minus 30 years in time, and you could watch how the lies from the climate alarmists are changing. Oh, let's go back 30 years. Oh, it was about cooling. Oh, let's go back for 30 years in the future. Oh, it's all about warming. Oh, no, it's about a climate emergency. I should keep going back and forth. You're just going to have to take all this scientific advice from this guy because he plays a scientist in the movies. A scientist who, by the way, doesn't even know how to pronounce gigawatts. Nobody pronounces it gigawatts. It's gigawatts. It's gigawatts is how it's pronounced. Nobody pronounces gigawatts. You know, it's kind of like saying megawatts of power. No, it's megawatts. It's gigawatts. It says, Marty, we're going to get some gigawatts of power here. Well, you know, he's going to lecture us on climate change. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Tommy Robinson. He is in a very, very serious situation. and he really needs President Trump's help. And I think it'd be a great idea. You know, President Trump missed a golden opportunity to give political asylum to Asia Bibi, who is being persecuted in Pakistan. His staff squandered that. I hope he doesn't do that same thing with Tommy Robinson.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw. Even it is what you just saw.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now from the UK is Tommy Robinson. His case is one of those cases that comes up periodically that are landmark cases that tell us the state of our society, the state of our laws, and set the course for the future either up or down. You know, one of those cases, I think, is going to be Julian Assange. But another one is Tommy Robinson, and I want him to lay out for the American audience exactly what he is about to face, but to how he got here in the first place. And of course, you can find information about Tommy Robinson. He has a website, tr.news. Joining us from the UK is Tommy Robinson. Thank you for joining us, Tommy.
Thank you, David.
Tommy, tell us, tell the audience a little bit about what happened. This goes back to May 18th. Tell us what happened on that day, but give us a little bit of a background as to what led up to that with the grooming gangs in the UK that you were trying to report on as a citizen journalist.
So on that day, I was reporting outside Leeds Crown Court on just another gang. We've seen the industrialized rape of a generation of our daughters. Okay, there's been a conspiracy of silence by political leaders, community leaders, religious leaders. They've all let it happen. And I've been banging my head and screaming and literally crying about this for over a decade. And when we first started telling people the stories that Muslim gangs were actually being allowed to kidnap our daughters and take them from the age of 11, prostitute them, rape them. And when families ring the police do nothing. People didn't believe it until we had a government in-depth report and research into a town called Rotherham. In this small town, 1,400 children were identified as being victims of these Muslim paedophile gangs. 20% of the male Muslim population of that town is currently under police investigation for rape. 20%.
Wow. Okay? Wow.
20%. So when people understand the level of this crime, and then these gangs have been, there's 72 towns and cities now, they operate the same, their actions are the same, the way they groom the victims are the same, they prostitute and take the girls, they kidnap them and remove them from one town to another, from one city to another, and in every one of these towns and cities, the police stood by, the government stood by, they knew it was happening, they'd done nothing. The reason they'd done nothing, because they were scared of being deemed as racist, because all the perpetrators were Pakistani Muslims, and all of the victims were young English white girls. So that you can understand.
And what we call that here in the United States, we call that racketeering. And they're trying to cover that up. I mean, you know, regardless of what their motivations are, regardless of what groups they belong to, it is a crime, it is organized crime. And it ought to be reported, but they're covering that up because, again, as you pointed out, they don't want to report that it's being done by a Muslim group. So because they're Muslim, they get a pass on this racketeering, on this organized crime of sex gangs. Well,
we have this globalist agenda of open borders. And then what we do, or what I began to do, was tell the reality of actually what it's like when you open the borders to the third world and when you import millions of people who are from a different culture who have completely different views on women, tolerance of women, their views on different people from different faiths. and we see genuine hatred and hostility. I started telling the public about that. Now, of course, the globalist agenda and the government, they don't want the British public to be aware of this. They would do anything they can to cover it up, and they did for 20 to 30 years. When I formed a street movement of tens of thousands of people marching in towns and cities, screaming about our daughters being taken, only then did the media then report. The media were aware of it. They were all aware of these crimes. Politicians were aware of it. No one reported it. We basically broke down political correctness. We smashed it in the face, and we went out on the street screaming and telling the world what they're doing to our daughters in these towns and cities. Now, just so people understand the scale of the problem, 90% of the convictions of these gangs for raping these young children are Muslim men. Muslim men only make up 4 or 5% of the British population. Well, Muslims do. 2% wow. Muslim men. But they're responsible. Now, I went to Leeds Crown Court, and what we see now is where the police have had to start making arrests, they've started arresting them all over the country. But what the judges do straight away is they put a report restriction. So 30 men will be on trial, and no one can talk about it. No media are allowed to talk about it. So what I've done is I started looking and researching all these cases, as I've done for years. I looked, I knew there was a case on in Leeds. I'd heard there was a reporting restriction, but there's no national website to check if there's a reporting restriction. There's nothing. So I'd heard, I travelled up to Leeds, I went into the court and said, is there a reporting restriction on this case? I was told by the man who came to court and testified that he wasn't aware of one. He didn't know. I then looked, at that point, I looked on the court website where the list of names are. And in that list of names, there was no mention of a reporting restriction. Okay, no mention at all. And on the judiciary's own website, the government's judiciary website, there's 27-page document, of no, 40-page document, that gives the guidelines for media and journalists. This is the guidelines for contempt of court for reporting restrictions. So I previously paid myself to go to the leading law firm in London to get training, because I didn't qualify as a journalist. I'm a citizen journalist. So I went for training on contempt of court to understand the laws and boundaries of what I can and can't say, where I can say it. In my training that I had on reporting restrictions, I was already aware that a judge has no power. And this is still now. If you go on the website now, Google reporting restrictions, criminal courts, go to page 27, you will read, a judge has no power under section 4.2 of reporting restriction to put any restrictions on information already in the public domain. So when I got to Leeds, I was aware of a lot of the details of this case. I was aware of the previous verdicts. But to make sure that I couldn't fall foul of the law, even though there was no mention of reporting restriction anywhere, the guidelines say that if there's a reporting restriction, it must be on the website, it must be on the courtroom door, it must be on the screen in the courtroom. It was nowhere. It's been proven that they had failed three procedures to alert people of the reporting restriction. But I still stuck to with it, the training that I'd received that says only reveal information that's in the public domain. Do you know what they said in court? Do you know what they said, David?
No, what they said.
That information on the judiciary website is wrong. Now, if you go now and look on the judiciary website, there is a foreword by the Lord Chief Justice himself, and he thanks illegal chambers for the legal accuracy of the judiciary website. So, and then this is where they just make it up as they go along. Do you know what? So I've been convicted. I stood outside court. I held my phone and I read the names off of a BBC News website. Every bit of information I read was in the public domain. I was taken off the street there and then, and I was in prison for 13 months without any due process, without asked if I was guilty or not guilty, without a trial, without even being told what I'd done. Now,
yeah, that was the amazing thing for us watching this here in America. The fact that they jerked you, you're showing people going into the court. You're not in the court. You're not in the judge's court. You're showing people going into the courthouse. They grabbed you and within 24 hours, you're in jail. I mean, that was a kangaroo court proceeding if ever there was one. But you're pointing out, just to underscore the fact, that you had followed the procedures. You had read the information that was in the public domain that was published by the BBC. And their information on their own website was inaccurate. And still they came after you and put you in court. In jail.
So they put me in jail. So they took me off the street instantly, put me in prison. Now, a Free Tommy movement grew. They tried to prevent the public from even knowing I was in prison. I'm thankful and still grateful to everyone in America, everyone in Australia, everyone in Canada who, because of reporting restrictions, they've in place these reporting restrictions that no one could be told what happened to me. Now, because of the foreign media interest in this, a Free Tommy movement grew. Then there was a campaign and legal fund to get me out. We got an appeal after 2.5 months. I spent 2.5 months on solitary confinement. I lost 40 pounds in weight. I was then released from prison. And they accepted, in the highest court in our land, they accepted that everything they'd done was wrong. It was flawed. I was released for this reason. They then took me back to the Old Bailey. I went before another judge. I produced my evidence of statement, my statement of evidence. He kicked it back to the government again. The Attorney General sat on it for 5 months. Only after I produced a documentary, which categorically proved evidence with undercover footage that the BBC programme Panorama was inventing news, fake news, creating sexual allegations against myself, I showed it all in the biggest expose of the BBC this country's seen.
Hang on, Tommy, we've got to take a break. We're going to be right back. But that illustrates why. You're talking about how it was the foreign press. They put a gag on the British press, and they all obeyed that. It was a foreign press that brought attention to it. That's why they want global control of speech through social media.
1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom, renaissance, worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted, because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, Infowars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, 1776 worldwide. I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits and the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements, because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. support because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Tommy Robinson live from the UK. Again, you can find him at TR News, tr.news. And I wanted to get his comments and get his plea to President Trump. This is a case that President Trump needs to pay attention to. I want to talk more about that, but Tommy's got a limited amount of time, so I'm not going to give my analysis to this. I want to get back to Tommy Robinson. Tommy, you were talking about how it was vital when you got jerked off of the street as you were showing these people going into the court. You were very careful to follow the rules. They did not put the appropriate information on the site saying these people are protected, they can't be reported on. But they went through a kangaroo process. It was the foreign press, which is why I think they want to set up a global control of free speech and of social media because they don't want to see this type of thing happening again. But tell us about what you're facing. Tell us what you want to tell President Trump.
I'll be sent to prison tomorrow as a journalist for reporting for the crime of journalism.
Yeah.
You give asylum to Cubans. You give asylum to people who are journalists. My life is in danger. It's not a joke. It's seriously in danger. The lies that are told about me, I have exposed and embarrassed the British government and the establishment. The establishment who are intent on the destruction of our culture and our nation. All of these issues, I've embarrassed them by highlighting the crimes. I've become the most watched journalist in the UK. And that scared them. And I terrify the establishment. And my support that grew terrified because I speak the truth with honesty. I speak about real issues that affect us in our towns and cities. And I'm loved by the people. And they hate that. So this is now the ultimate is to get rid of me. I'll be put in prison for, do you know, it's a civil offence. This is a civil offence. I was not allowed a jury. The Magna Carta common law says that if you can face more than 6 months in prison, you'll be tried by 12 members of your peers. The reason for that is for fair justice.
You don't have a jury. Let's underscore that. You don't have trial by jury is one of the foundations of British common law. Trial by jury. Hard won. And that's now been swept aside in your case, right?
I wasn't allowed a jury. I wasn't allowed a jury. So this is the only thing that they could get through the back door, the Attorney General's government. They could bring it through the back door to then sentence a man to up to 2 years in prison with no jury. I've been convicted by an appointed judge, a judge who was appointed to her position 2 weeks ago. Appointed to her position 2 weeks ago. She has been appointed and she's about to. And you know what? Anyone can look at this. Look at the video of what I've done outside Leeds Crown Court and you will see the lies yourself in what the judge is saying. This, with careful examination, this case proves the corruption of the judicial system in the UK. It proves the lies being propagated and told, the lies being put out in sentences, which are then spread around the world by the corporate globalist media, the fake news media, which are lying to the public about who I am, the man I am, the crime I've committed. I didn't know it prejudiced any jury. That's been proven. The lies that are being said, I've committed no crime. It's a non-crime. And I'm about to be locked up and in prison and probably murdered at the hands of ISIS terrorists who are in control of our prison system. This is a warning to the United States. Your prison systems will be used. The most weak and vulnerable people in your society, the people who have been wronged all their life, the poorest people living in poverty who will then end up in prison when they're weak and they're vulnerable. An ideology will inset in that prison system. It will grow and it will breed and it's happening in ours. They've taken over our entire prison system. Car thieves are going into jail and they're coming out radical jihadis. That's going to happen to yours and nothing's being done to prevent it. And I'm going to be fed like a lamb to slaughter in that prison system that's controlled by jihadis. It's controlled by them. And I'm a journalist. I'm a man who loves my country. I love free speech. I have been convicted for exercising your First Amendment. If you care about freedom, if you care, you're giving asylum to people from different cultures from you who don't even love your country. I love the United States of America. I love Donald Trump. I absolutely love him. If there's one person I admire more than anyone in the world, it's that man.
Yeah, over the weekend, I saw your reporters out there. I saw one of the pictures of the crowd, and there was an American flag being waved in the background there. I pointed that out. Look at this. These people, you know, they identify more with America because the British government has been overthrown by this open border situation. It is a war against the British people. It's a war against the American people, people of every nation. And the first thing that happens in war is they come after the people. They come after free speech. They come after a free press. That's why they're coming after you, Tommy.
It's a worldwide war for freedom, and we're losing. We're losing. We've lost it in England. We've lost it. We've lost free speech. We've lost it. It's gone. And now we've lost the freedom of the press. It's gone. And the reality, we haven't even got democracy. Look at Brexit. We haven't even got democracy. And people are waking up and realizing that. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go. I've got to collect my kids from school. This is my last night with my children. I'm going to have to kiss my kids goodbye with the inevitable outcome that I could die in this prison sentence for asking Muslim paedophiles how they feel about their verdict, causing them anxiety. That's the reality.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that happening. And again, I know that you want to spend as much time with your kids as possible. Very serious situation, and we'll do everything that we can to draw attention to this. Do not want to see this happen. It's horrible what's happening in the UK. It's being done here in the United States as well. Thank you, Tommy. Again, you can find him, TR News. What Tommy Robinson was pointing out is that he was at the nexus of this fraud that is being perpetrated by the people who've opened up our borders. Because they pretend that they are all about defending women, and yet they bring in people with cultures, foreign cultures, that do everything they can to treat women as chattel property, running rape gangs and so forth. And that's what they don't want people to understand. They don't want, as I've said many times in the past, you've got the Democrats here saying, oh, look, you know, you can't say anything about Islam now on social media. They're now protected class of people. They say, well, this is general, no criticism of any religious groups. Don't tell me they're going to protect Christians from being criticized by LGBT. We don't want their protection, quite frankly. We can handle the criticism. I don't need to be protected from criticism by atheists or criticism by the LGBT or criticism by Muslims. And I don't think that they should be protected if I have any criticisms to say about what they're doing or about their culture. But, of course, our culture has to be destroyed, and that's what they're doing with this. They don't want people to see what is ultimately going to happen. I said this when I was covering the DNC back in 2016, went there for their convention. And I said, look at this. You've got Hillary Clinton, and they're talking about women's rights and feminism and gay rights, and then they bring up people who support Sharia law. I said, these two things are going to be an explosive mix, and it is inevitable that the kind of things that are happening in the UK now, as Tommy Robinson pointed out, Muslim men, 4-5% of the population, but 90% of the convictions of these sex gangs that are grooming and kidnapping women there, it is a cultural thing. And they don't want you to see that connection. They don't want you to see what's happening. And it is a kangaroo court proceeding. You know, they don't have a First Amendment in the UK, but they have a cherished tradition of trial by jury. Our courts, our judiciary in this country have managed to gaslight the American people about how, oh, you don't want jury trials. They gaslight juries. Juries don't even know if you have a jury. They don't even know what their true power is. They're there to judge the law, not just the facts of the case. And these are traditions that came out of England. You know, England doesn't have a Bill of Rights, but they have a series of precedents and traditions that they're supposed to uphold by. Trial by jury, one of the fundamental foundations of British rights in the British country, and that's now been swept aside in the case of Tommy Robinson, that kangaroo court. You know, President Trump had a chance to try to save the life of Asia Bibi. Fortunately, the Muslim gangs in Pakistan were not able to kill her. They wanted to kill her because she had the audacity to drink water from a well while being a Christian. It would have been a wise thing for him to do. His advisors failed him. She was a woman of color. She was a legitimate political refugee whose life was in danger. But forget about the political optics. It was the right thing to do, and it's the right thing to do to save Tommy Robinson, President Trump. You need to step up.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed a continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Boy, that was a powerful statement by Tommy Robinson. My heart goes out to him, and my heart goes out to the British people, whose country is being destroyed by its own government. A government that overthrows the election, as he pointed out, Brexit, but also a government that will pull any kind of string to get somebody that is exposing their crimes. And of course, we see the same thing type of thing happening here in the United States as they sweep aside all rules of law to go after people that they don't like politically. In the case of Tommy Robinson, you have a situation where a judge was just appointed 2 months ago. This is a judge who's going to be the sole decider of what's going on. There's no trial by jury. One of the most important systems to protect rights, and it's something that came out of the UK. I mean, such an important thing. Gilbert and Sullivan even wrote a comic opera, Trial by Jury. I mean, this has been foundational, not only to the UK, but also to America. And in America, we're also losing those foundations. In our common history, if you go back and you look at the trial of William Penn, who came to America, as many people who founded this country did, to escape persecution, religious persecution in the UK. The Quakers, with William Penn, he was arrested because his congregation decided that they were going to disobey the law, the clear law. Now, Tommy Robinson didn't disobey a law. He made a very good case about the fact that he was relying on information that was on their own site. He was reading information that was from the BBC, and he was filming in the public square. But let's go to the case of William Penn and why it is so important to have a jury of your peers, which they denied Tommy Robinson. In the case of William Penn, there was an official state church, and they told William Penn and the Quakers, you're not going to be allowed to meet. Well, they did it anyway. So then the government went in and they padlocked the doors to that church. So they met on the steps of the church, did it anyway. At that point, they arrested William Penn and charged him with a violation of the law. But he had trial by jury. At the jury trial, there was no question that he had violated the law. The law was very clear. But the jurors decided that they didn't like the law. They thought the law was unjust. They disagreed with the fact that these people had no religious freedom. And so what the jurors did, they let him off. They nullified that law. It's called jury nullification. Edward Bushnell was the foreman, and the judge was so angry at them for acquitting William Penn when he clearly violated the law. He was so angry over jury nullification that he locked up Bushnell, who was the jury foreman and the number two on the jury, locked the two of them up. They spent some time in prison. Their lawyers said, show us the law that allows you to lock up a juror for making a decision to nullify an unjust law. Show us the body of law, habeas corpus. That case established both habeas corpus. Show me the crime that was committed. I demand you show me the crime. And that's what Tommy Robinson is saying. He said, there's not any facts here. There's no law that was violated. I complied with the law and so forth. I was also deprived of a jury trial. That case with William Penn in the UK established trial by jury. It established jury nullification, and that has been a tradition in both the UK and the United States, a tradition that our peoples are now ignorant of, and now ignorant of why that is so important. And we've let those things go away. If we do have a trial by jury, if you're ever on a jury, the judge will lie to you here in the United States and say, you are not here to judge the law. You're just here to judge the facts of the case. And it's actually exactly the opposite. Yeah, they do look at the facts of the case, but that's really more the judge to be a referee. They're there to look at the facts of the case, and they're there to judge whether they like the law or not. That's one of the reasons we got rid of alcohol prohibition in the United States, because you had juries letting people go. They said, we don't agree was sending people to jail for drinking alcohol, even though they knew they were doing that. Now they are getting rid of juries altogether, as they did in the case of Tommy Robinson. This is clearly a case of political persecution. And as I said before, just like with Asia Bibi, who was, you know, accused of blasphemy in Pakistan, they made that under Sharia law, under Islamic law. You know, different laws, different cultures. Oh, but don't criticize it now under Twitter rules, because if you criticize Islamic law, if you criticize Twitter, and If you criticize Sharia law in Pakistan, we've had a lot of journalists who have gotten warnings from Twitter that don't you criticize Pakistan's laws. Now Twitter is saying if you make derogatory remarks about a religion, that'll be grounds to remove you. That's all protected. But they don't do anything to protect Christians like Asia Bibi. She drinks water from a well. The woman there said, you know, you can't have that water, you filthy Christian, unless you renounce Christ. And she said, I'm not going to do that. And so they had her arrested. It was a riot in the town. They arrested her, put her on death row. A member of parliament there who suggested that they get rid of the blasphemy laws was killed by his own bodyguard for that. And after spending nearly a decade on death row, the Pakistan Supreme Court released her. And there were riots all across Pakistan. The cities were being burned. They took to the streets, burning cars, burning buildings, because they wanted her killed. They were looking for her everywhere. She was in hiding. She was appealing for asylum. And to the shame of the Trump administration, nothing was done in the United States. Again, a woman of color suffering religious persecution. This was a legitimate refugee. We got these people, 80 to 90% of the people who say, oh, yeah, I'm a refugee. Yeah, yeah, that's what I am at the border. They're not refugees. When they go to trial, they find they're not really escaping anything. As President Trump pointed out, they don't hate the country that they're coming from. They're waving those flags of the countries that they're coming from. They're burning our flag when they come here. And so they're not political refugees. She was a legitimate political refugee, a woman of color. But, of course, she had a disqualification. She was Christian. Can't do anything about that. But forget the political optics. It was the right thing for Trump and the Trump administration to do, and they didn't pick that ball up and run with it. Fortunately, she was given political asylum by Justin Trudeau, of all people, the Canadian prime minister. It's amazing that they would surrender this political opportunity, this moral opportunity, to Trudeau in Canada. But they did. I don't know that Trudeau's not going to come anywhere near Tommy Robinson because he opposes globalism. His only hope is President Trump. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who can lose 40 pounds, but that's a tremendous amount of weight loss. That's what he lost when he was in solitary confinement in that prison that's predominantly Muslim that they put him in. Oh, I can't say it's predominantly Muslim, but it has the largest Muslim concentration of any prison in the UK. They kept him in solitary confinement. He lost 40 pounds over 2 months. He doesn't have that much extra fat on him. That was tremendous. And of course, if they're going to put him in prison for 2 years, not 2 months, he could die from those conditions even if the gangs don't get to him in prison who want to get to him. So his life is at stake every bit as much as Asia Bibi's in Pakistan, where they had Muslim gangs throughout the country burning cities, looking for her, trying to kill her, as they'd already killed a legislator there. I hope President Trump does the right thing. I hope he realizes that this is persecution. I hope he realizes that the reason they're coming after him is because as a citizen journalist, he was the only one who had the integrity to expose the lies, the hypocrisy, and the contradiction of saying, oh, we're on the side of women, and then importing this radical culture into that country in massive numbers.
As we gather this evening, in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes. Go straight at them. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. 1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, Infowars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, 1776 worldwide.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Tommy Robinson pointed out, we're giving asylum to people who hate this country. He's someone who loves this country. He's being punished in the UK because of what he reported. If you don't like somebody's reporting, then oppose them. You don't lock them up in jail, giving them essentially a death sentence because that's what's going to be handed out by a judge. You don't put in a political judge, deny him. Two months before the decision, deny him a jury. This is political persecution. It is a death sentence. And I find it interesting that we have Mike Pompeo over the weekend on the Wall Street Journal writing an op-ed piece talking about how the new standard for human rights violations and how it should affect U.S. foreign policy, Mike Pompeo now, of course, the Secretary of State, he says, we need to look at unalienable rights, these American traditions, and that needs to be a part of our foreign policy. Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. But let's take a look at the hypocrisy of this. And of course, this was pointed out to me by Scott. I appreciate him giving this to me because I don't look at the Wall Street Journal. I don't read the New York Times. I don't read the Washington Post. First of all, they are corporate lying media statists. They always push big government. They always lie about it. They are corporations who have always been in the pocket of the CIA, Operation Mockingbird and so forth. And they also have firewalls. So I don't pay any attention to the elite press of the Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. But he saw this article because, you know, they do occasionally have interesting news there because of the angles that they pull in, or because as a lying corporate media organization, they get somebody like Mike Pompeo, who, you know, he lies, he cheats, he steals. They have classes on that CIA. He learned how to do that there, he said. And so here's what he has to say about unalienable rights and U.S. foreign policy in his op-ed piece over the 4th of July weekend. July 7th, this came out. He said, America's founders defined unalienable rights as including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and they designed the Constitution to protect individual dignity and freedom. A moral foreign policy should be grounded in this conception of human rights. Well, let's see if he'll actually apply this in the case of Tommy Robinson. He says, I'm launching a commission on unalienable rights at the State Department. Well, I suggest that you take a look at Tommy Robinson if you're really serious about this. It's going to be chaired, he said, by Harvard Law School professor Marianne Glendon. It's going to be populated with scholars and legal experts and activists. The commission's mission isn't to discover new principles, but to ground our discussion of human rights in America's founding principles. You know, things like free speech, free press, the right to publicly assemble and redress your grievances to government, the idea of trial by jury, of due process, all those wonderful things are being denied Tommy Robinson. Maybe you should pay attention. I would suggest that your commission take his case up first, Mr. Pompeo, Secretary Pompeo. He said, we're not going to opine on policy. My hope is that our commission's work will generate a serious debate about human rights that extends across party lines and across national borders, similar to the debate sparked by the human rights panel that Eleanor Roosevelt convened in 1947. He says, so we're going to ask basic questions like, what are our fundamental freedoms? Who or what grants these rights? I think that was settled in the Declaration of Independence. I don't think you need a commission to go back and reinterpret the Declaration of Independence. And this is why I smell fraud in this whole thing. Who or what grants these rights? How do we know if a claim of human rights is true? And he goes down, he references his time at West Point again, just like he did when he spoke here at Texas A&M. And he said, you know, when I was at West Point, they told us you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, and you don't tolerate those who do. So then I went to the CIA and we lied, we cheated, we stole, and we had classes on how to do that. There he is right there making that statement. And the people at Texas A&M applauded him for that. And now in this op-ed piece for Wall Street Journal, he says, since my teenage years as a West Point cadet, he references that again, I've seen how special the American conception of freedom and human dignity is to the world. Well, you can see that in the Declaration of Independence. Who or what grants these rights? Well, we possess those rights as human beings. That is the idea of natural rights. They put a more specific point on it. They said we are endowed by our Creator with these unalienable rights. So he says, you know, rights claims are often aimed more at rewarding interest groups and dividing humanity into subgroups. And that's exactly, Secretary Pompeo, what is being done to Tommy Robinson in the UK. They're saying, well, you know, we can't let him have any rights because we've got this group of, you know, this Muslim culture that we need to defend because we want to bring more people like that in here. You know, we want the rest of the UK to be like London, exploding in crime. As you point out, 90% of these types of crimes that they were exposing, these gangs, this organized crime, this racketeering, and the racketeering involves government officials and the UK judiciary. 90% of those crimes were conducted by a Muslim men who are only 4 to 5% of the population there. 4 to 5% of the population creating 90% of these crimes. Don't tell people that they are from that culture. Hide that information from people. And if you do, they will remove your due process and send you to a prison where you're likely to get killed. He said these central questions, going back to Mike Pompeo again, these central questions about unalienable rights have profoundly affected my service as a soldier, lawyer, congressman, Central Intelligence Agency Director, and Secretary of State. Can you play that clip that you were just showing there? This is how these human questions have affected him as soldier, lawyer, congressman, and CIA director. Here's Mike Pompeo.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses.
That is the saddest commentary on this country, that he gets applause for that. Let's just talk about what is being done. You know, as I said, we're seeing the same things being done in the digital public square that are being done in the public square to Tommy Robinson. Mark Zuckerberg, first of all, admitted that Facebook chose to ban pro-life ads in Ireland. He said, oh, well, they were coming from the United States, right? Well, let's just put a fine point on this. As Lila Rose, who was censored by Facebook, said, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg donated $2 million to Planned Parenthood. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg blocked pro-life ads ahead of Ireland's abortion vote. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey banned my live-action pro-life ads, but allowed Planned Parenthood ads and says legal protections for preborn babies are, quote, bad for business. So they have their political agenda. They can rig elections. They can push the murder of babies, and they can now push the murder of journalists as well. And that's exactly what they're doing to people like Paul Joseph Watson. As he pointed out, he says Facebook, called him that for so long. Facebook issues new policy saying it's okay to post death threats against me. Here's what the policy says. They have a new policy. It says statements of intent to commit high severity violence can get you thrown off of their platform, unless, quote, the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals or organizations policy. Statements advocating for high severity violence, unless the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals and organizations policy. You can get punished by them for aspirational or conditional statements to commit high severity violence, unless the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals and organizations policy. And so who would that be? Well, that'd be people like Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, and others. So yeah, they want to put a bounty on people's heads. Go ahead, criticize them. Threaten to kill them. That's fine. That's fine. That's why, folks, we need your support. We're going to have a 34-hour special beginning tomorrow, beginning with this program at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. And we've got massive discounts on everything at InfoWars store. We've got up to 75% off store wide. We've got a lot of products that we've reduced the price down to $17.76. Things like BrainForce Plus, Ultra 12, our B12 formula, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Silver Wound Dressing, that's with Nano Silver, Ultimate Bone Broth, Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, Winter Sun Plus, that's our vitamin D supplement, all of those and many, many more at $17.76, including our new Betsy Ross 1776 designs, four different styles, a limited edition. You can have up to 75% off store-wide, at least 10% off everything in the store, InfoWarsStore.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
Our power powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to play for you a clip of Mark Zuckerberg talking about how he interfered in the election in Ireland. Of course, he spins it as saying, oh, we don't want Americans interfering. Well, I thought he was American. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's a citizen of the world. Not a citizen, rather, but a Caesar of the world. That's what he wants to be. Again, he has an obsession with Caesar Augustus. He actually named his daughter after her on their honeymoon. He and his wife went to all these different places where Caesar Augustus was. You know, I think it's the origin of the thumbs up, thumbs down stuff, right? But here's Mark Zuckerberg. This was at the Aspen Ideas Festival, June 26th. And he had this to say, openly admitting that he interfered with the Irish election about abortion. Here's Zuckerberg.
There were other types of laws around the world that I think would be positive as well. You know, for example, you know, we had an issue in, this is not an American example, but we had an issue in Ireland. In the last year, there was a referendum, on abortion. And it, during that election, leading up to that referendum, a bunch of, pro-life American groups advertised in this Irish, leading up to this Irish election, to try to influence public opinion there. Then we went to the Irish and asked, folks there, well, how do you want us to handle this? You have no laws on the books that are relevant, for whether we should be allowing this kind of speech in your election. And really, this doesn't feel like the kind of thing that a private company should be making a decision on. And their response at the time was, you know, we don't currently have a law, so you need to, you know, make whatever decision you want to make. We ended up not allowing the ads.
Okay, so, you know, banning the ads, an American corporation banning ads that talk about an issue, that's not interfering in the election. If it's being paid for by a pro-life group, no, we're going to ban those ads. But they didn't ban the ads from Planned Parenthood. They don't ban any speech from the other side. And again, these are quote unquote American corporations, at least in name, right? Twitter, Facebook, and so forth. So yeah, if they're going to shut down live actions, pro-life ads on Twitter, if they're going to give money to Planned Parenthood, if they're going to block ads ahead of Ireland's abortion vote, that's simply because they don't want to interfere in politics. That is the, the twisted lies of Mark Zuckerberg and our social media rulers. Because they make the rules, they are the rulers, aren't they? I mean, these guys, as I've pointed out many times, they've got more people, he's got more people on his platform than most countries have, most of the small countries of the world, have in terms of population. Most countries don't have 2 billion people. As a matter of fact, even the large countries, most of them don't have 2 billion. We don't have 2 billion people in America yet. Yeah, the gates are open. Come on in. Let's get as many people in America as are on Facebook. Well, we got a ways to go. You know, 350 some odd million, I guess. He's got 2 billion people in his country. In his country. And he wants to be a world bank. He wants to control money worldwide as well. But we shouldn't be concerned about him. And of course, he pretends that he is subject to the laws of the countries that have far less money and far fewer people than he does. He's not subject to any laws. He was created and assisted by DARPA, by these intelligence agencies that have been working to overthrow our elections, to overthrow our countries. He and others like him, of his ilk, were assisted to be put into that place. And so he says, we asked him and said, we don't want you putting that stuff there. So we had to interfere with the election so that we didn't interfere with the election. We had to determine who has speech and who doesn't have speech. We have to determine who's hateful and who isn't hateful. We have to determine who is true and who is false. And, of course, they will be the sole determiners of that. They make the rules. They are our rulers. And, of course, if they identify you, as they have Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, many others, if they ban you as a dangerous individual, they can essentially, allow people to threaten to kill you. Just leave that out there. They're not actually doing the killing. They're just assisting with that. And, of course, that's not hate speech or hate actions on the part of Mark Zuckerberg at all. He's never hateful, right?
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Antifa is a terrorist organization. There is no doubt about that. By the legal definition, Antifa is a terrorist organization. They seek to effect political change by threats of violence and by force. And I would suggest to you that Facebook matches that as well. Look at the policies that they've done now. As Paul Joseph Watson points out on summit.news, Facebook issues a new policy saying it's okay to post death threats against me. And, of course, against Alex Jones and Laura Loomer and all the other people that they banned a couple of months ago. Paul Watson says, Facebook has issued a new policy update saying it's acceptable to post death threats and incite violence against me, despite this being a crime in the United Kingdom. No, I'm not joking. Here's the community standards update. Don't post threats that could lead to death and so forth. I read all these to you. Unless the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals and organizations policy. And he points out, back in May, Facebook and Instagram, Zuckerberg properties, banned me under the justification that I was, quote, a dangerous individual. They provided no evidence whatsoever that I had behaved in a dangerous manner or violated any of their policies. But now they're going to let people who are engaged in dangerous, violent behavior, engaged in bullying, engaged in hate speech, because he's got a long selection of people who have sent him death threats, he publishes in the article. Those people who threaten violence and death against Paul Watson or anybody else that Facebook doesn't like, that's okay. That's not bullying. That's not hate speech. But it actually is a crime in the UK. Good luck, Paul, getting the British government to do anything about that. They're not interested in anything other than criticism of the Islamic culture. And that's the same thing that's happening now on Twitter. Twitter banned Joe Biggs, essentially. They said, you're going to take down that post or we're going to suspend your account. He says, I'm not taking down the post. What he did was he pointed out that a Twitter employee bragged about the fact that she was associated with a terrorist group, Antifa, that advocates violence to achieve political means. And so when he pointed that out, she had posted that. He wasn't saying, well, I've done some research and I found blah, blah, blah. No, he was just showing what she posted publicly about herself. And because of that, Twitter suspended his account, said, censor yourself. Or we're not going to let you back on Twitter. It's like, well, why should I get back on Twitter if I've got to censor myself? He went on to say, Facebook, Paul Joseph Watson, Facebook has designated me as a dangerous individual and now says that it is acceptable for its users to issue death threats against me. This is a crime in the United Kingdom under the 1988 Malicious Communications Act. It states, quote, any person who sends to another person a letter, electronic communication, that would be a Facebook or a Twitter post, or article of any description which conveys a threat is guilty of an offense. And he goes, they are literally, Facebook, painting a target on my back. Innumerable individuals have already sent death threats to me via Facebook. Here's a small sample, and he puts these in the article. And he points out, 2 months ago, through my lawyers, I filed a subject access request demanding that Facebook turn over all information relating to me. Facebook has yet to respond to this request, despite it being a legal requirement to respond within 30 days. And he sent this to them 2 months ago. The fact that Facebook has literally said that it's okay to incite violence against me is going to be a very interesting potential addition to the litigation proceedings that I will now begin. And it will be. These people have to be called out on this. But I don't know. I mean, is the government really in charge here anymore? Or are these people, you know, are Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, are they our rulers? Sundar Pichai, is he our ruler as well? You know, the search engine? Yeah, you keep that up there. Because you know what? We see that picture they just put up here. Zuckerberg with a hammer and sickle behind him, the Russian communist emblem behind him, and then wearing a little Mao hat. And that's very appropriate because, as Bloomberg reports, Facebook has an app, a tool called Storm Chaser that is there to track down and monitor people who criticize Mark Zuckerberg. That's right. Just like you see him outfitted right there in that picture, like the little tin pot dictators, like Xi in China or Mao, whatever. Dictators don't like to be criticized. They don't like to be made fun of. Remember, Mao went through and demanded that the social media minions take down all references of Winnie the Pooh because people were laughing at so-called president. He's not a president. He's a dictator. President Xi. They had a picture of him walking with Barack Obama. Barack Obama, tall and thin. Xi, kind of short and fat, on the short, fat side. Not as much as the little fat man from North Korea, as President Trump called him. But the two of them, there you go. There's the picture right there. And so they had the two of them walking, and some people who didn't like Xi put up a cartoon showing the two of them side by side with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. And that made Xi so angry that he banned all pictures of Winnie the Pooh. That's what Mark Zuckerberg is doing, quite frankly. Except he's going a little bit further. He is essentially asking people, begging people, to not only criticize Alex Jones and Watson, but to put death threats against them. How about that? Yeah, the tool is called Storm Chaser. And one of the things that he's doing is one of the things that really bothers him. Now, if you want to get under the skin of Xi in China, you put Winnie the Pooh up. If you want to get under the skin of Mark Zuckerberg, then what you do is you post memes about him being an alien. Because he does look like he is artificial intelligence or some kind of a robot or whatever in those hearings. Absolutely amazing. And they got very upset. They actually started searching to sniff out posts that called or referred to Mark Zuckerberg as being an alien. So let the meme wars begin against Zuckerberg. Hey, folks, you got nothing to lose. Look, there's nothing important that's ever going to be said on these social media websites, so you might as well go out in a blaze of glory making fun of this little robot, this artificially intelligent person, this made man of DARPA and the military-industrial complex. You might as well go out making fun of him. Yeah, don't kowtow to these people. Don't try to stay on their platform. Look, the most important thing, as Steve Wozniak has pointed out, Steve Wozniak, remember him? He was the other Steve that founded Apple Computer. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak. Steve Wozniak has come out and said, delete your Facebook account now. If you don't want to listen to me, listen to Steve Wozniak. He knows these people, and he knows technology, and he knows what they're doing. I've been telling you this for a long time. Now he's coming out and saying this to people. He's telling anybody who will listen to him, get off of Facebook now. He told TMZ, he said, there's many different kinds of people, and some of the benefits of Facebook are worth the loss of privacy. But to many like myself, my recommendation is to most people, you should figure out a way to get off Facebook. He said that at this point, there's no way to stop the invasion of privacy by big tech. He says, everything about you, I mean, they can measure your heartbeat with lasers now. They can listen to you with a lot of devices. Who knows if my cell phone's listening right now? Alexa has already been in the news a lot. Steve Wozniak, is he becoming a conspiracy theorist? Steve Wozniak is telling you what Alex Jones told you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Oh, we were conspiracy theorists. We are paranoid conspiracy theorists. No, we were telling you the truth. We knew exactly what they were doing. We knew their intention of what they're doing. And I'm telling you right now, you haven't seen anything yet. What they're pushing for with 2030 is beyond what you would believe right now. I've been trying to tell you this.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies, and the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change, and they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom, renaissance, worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted, because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, InfoWars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So Gayle King was talking with the CEO of Instagram about, are our devices listening to us? Like, when we talk and you have a private conversation, should we be worried?
I'm worried about everything. I don't think we can stop it, though. But everything about you, I mean, they can measure your heartbeat with lasers now. They can listen to you with a lot of devices. Who knows if my cell phone's listening right now? Alexa has already been in the news a lot. So I worry, because you're having conversations that you think are private or think to yourself. You're saying words that really shouldn't be listened to because you don't expect it. But there's almost no way to stop it. People think they have a level of privacy they don't. Why don't they give me a choice? Let me pay a certain amount and you'll keep my data, you know, more secure and private than everybody else handing it to advertisers. If you post something and I like it, I like it, but the trouble is my like's not going to you. In my head it is, but my like is going to the advertisers.
Should we get rid of Facebook and Instagram, or should we just not talk when we're on?
There are many different kinds of people, and some, the benefits of Facebook are worth the loss of privacy. But to many like myself, my recommendation is to most people is you should figure out a way to get off Facebook.
All right, I'm glad that he is saying that. Maybe people will listen to him. They haven't been listening to me, obviously. This seems to be news to people that they're violating your privacy. It seems to be news that this got put up on the Drudge Report, Red State. I'm glad that they're telling people that big government and big tech are partnering to track us everywhere. Who knew that? Hey, this has been the plan going back to the 1960s. I've told you that. It was a DARPA psychologist who came up with the idea for the internet. A DARPA psychologist. Once it became practical in the 1990s, they went public. They even created, CIA even created its own venture capital firm to make these guys succeed so they could take over control of this. And folks, when you look at what's going on, you know, look at this slide that came out of the Snowden leaks. And it shows that the first corporation to jump into all this stuff was Microsoft. Apple did not get into this big government, big tech partnership to track you everywhere. They didn't get into that partnership until about the time that Steve Jobs retired and Tim Cook came in. Now, Tim Cook is out there defending his Face ID program. So, no. We're all about your privacy. Let me play for you what Tim Cook had to say, the guy that got Apple Computer into the Prism program. This is not the Apple that was created by the two Steves, by Wozniak and by Jobs. No, this is Tim Cook's Apple, and now he is lying to your face about Face ID. Here's Tim Cook.
But there's one facial recognition that's getting a lot of attention because people are saying, wait a minute here, what is the potential, because we're talking about this facial data of millions of people and the potential that it could be misused or hacked. Should people be concerned about that, Tim?
Not with us, because we're about your privacy. We want to protect mm-hmm. your data because we know it's yours, not mm-hmm. ours. And so once you place your face, in the phone? It's in the phone. Apple doesn't have it. We've encrypted it on your device. You make the decisions about who has it, not us. We're very protective of our customers' data because we believe that privacy is very important in this world, that there are hackers everywhere trying to steal your information. We want it to be yours. It is not ours.
Okay, there you go. They're all about privacy. That's why they joined Prism, to mine data. Yeah, big data. That's the whole model, folks. Again, George Gilder, who wrote Life After Television, it was a seminal book talking about how digital media was going to transform society and culture. He did that, I think, back in the 1990s. Immediately, Rupert Murdoch took time off from publishing pictures of topless girls with the sun to fly him to Australia to talk to him about how he saw the media landscape changing. And Steve Jobs referenced Life After Television when he was creating the iPhone. He had all of his people read it. He said, this is prophetic. This is exactly what we're doing. Now, I hope George Gilder is right in his most recent book, Life After Google. In that book, he says, privacy cannot be added. Privacy and security cannot be added as an afterthought. You know, like what Tim Cook is telling you he's going to do. Oh, yeah, give us your biometric ID. I promise you it's going to be safe and secure. And I laugh. William Binney laughs. He says there isn't anything that we can't get. He was the guy who was the global technical head of the NSA for decades. He's also the guy who told you that the Russians did not hack the DNC, but it was handed over by an internal whistleblower. Now the big conspiracy theory is like, look at how stupid these people were. They all got fooled into thinking that some internal whistleblower turned this over. Maybe it was Seth Rich who turned this over. Oh, that was just a Russian conspiracy. Okay, well, you know, maybe that's the deception. All these journalists chasing that all this time. Look at how they were deceived by the Russians. Maybe you are being deceived by the big media companies now. Now, quite frankly, when we look at what's going on with Tommy Robinson, we look at what's going on with Julian Assange, why are these two guys being attacked by governments everywhere? Their crime is that they told you the truth about things the government didn't want you to know. Julian Assange told you the truth about Hillary Clinton and about our own government. Tommy Robinson's telling you the truth about the cover-ups that were happening in the UK. Their open borders agenda, how they were trying to deceive people. Say, oh, no, those people, they're not actually organizing into criminal gangs to come after women. Oh, no. We don't draw any conclusions. Don't even show their faces. You know, they're just Asian immigrants here, as if they're coming in from South Korea or something. That's the way they refer to them. Would not even refer to them as Middle East immigrants in the BBC. And again, he didn't violate any laws. And they are coming after the journalists who tell the truth. That should worry you. It should worry you. Everywhere, the truth is under attack. Everywhere, free speech is under attack. Why is that? Because we're already at war, folks. We're already at war. And they're stepping up and they're escalating the war against us. That's why they're escalating the war against free speech and the free press. And the free press really is independent citizen journalist, and also your speech as well, the public's speech. That's why social media is shutting that down. You know, as we look at what Twitter is doing and what the courts are doing, again, the courts telling President Trump he cannot constitutionally block critics on Twitter. Oh, because that would be government censorship. Only the chosen few, only people like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey can censor people in the digital public square. Not even presidents can do that. Not even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, evidently. We've now got a Republican candidate who was blocked by AOC saying, okay, well, if that's going to be the case with President Trump, then I've been blocked by Ocasio-Cortez from Twitter. So now I've officially filed my lawsuit against AOC for blocking me on Twitter, and that's been filed by a candidate, a Republican. His name is Saladino, and he is in a primary to battle Representative Max Rose, a Democrat of New York. But here's the reality, folks. You know, you say that these people are not the rulers of the world. when CEO Jack Dorsey can block anybody that he wants for any reason or no reason at all? Zuckerberg can do that, but the President of the United States can't silence a troll?
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back again. The courts have told a judge, let me just say that, a judge, not courts, plural, a judge, not a jury, a judge, Not multiple courts, a judge has told President Trump he cannot block Twitter critics. And, of course, this judge referenced the First Amendment. First Amendment does not permit a public official who utilizes a social media account for all manner of official purposes to exclude persons from an otherwise open online dialogue if they disagree with what the person has to say. Wait a minute. Why doesn't that apply to the people who say that their business model is a digital public square? Twitter CEO has said that on at least eight occasions in sworn testimony, that their business model is a digital public square. His business model is not that he is a small town baker with a single shop. His business model is that he is a digital public square. And we've already had a Supreme Court decision, 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, a company-owned town that silenced a woman who was handing out religious tracts, and the Supreme Court said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't censor speech. I agree with that decision. And I wouldn't have a problem with them saying that President Trump can't censor people, except for the double standard, saying that they don't have any problem with Twitter doing it, but they do have a problem with the president doing it. That's like telling us that $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook rigged the election when Facebook and Google and Twitter were rigging the election by controlling, shadow banning, and banning people outright, overtly banning people prior to this last election. Absolutely amazing. And then look at this, what just happened. We've got John Lott. Many of you who follow gun rights issues. John Lott is the founder and president of Crime Prevention Research Center. It is a registered nonprofit that researches the relationship between laws regulating guns and gun ownership and crime. And he's written nine books, a lot of articles. I quote him frequently. He is quoted everywhere in conservative media, even in liberal media, because he goes in and looks at the actual statistics about guns and gun crimes. Now, going back, and this I think is the even more interesting, he's now been banned by Twitter because he put up a factual quote. Listen to this quote. New Zealand killer's manifesto says that he did attack to get more gun control / gun bans in New Zealand and in the U.S. The killer was a socialist, an environmentalist who hated capitalists and trade. And then he references a link to an article. This tweet, by the way, this is not something that's been talked about. You know, look at this and say, why are we still talking about New Zealand killer? Well, why is Twitter removing somebody who tweeted something just this last weekend? Who tweeted this back in March when the event happened? In March. March 15th was when John Lott put that tweet out. Twitter came back and said, remove this. Your account is suspended until you remove this, just like they did to Joe Biggs. When he pointed out, look at this, you've got somebody who brags about the fact that she works for Twitter and she supports Antifa. She puts it on her Twitter description. And for that, they said, remove this or you're suspended. And in both these cases, both Joe Biggs and John Lott have said, well, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be controlled that way. And the question is this, why would they do that? Why would they do that 4 months after the fact? They're going back now retroactively. They're really increasing this purge. And why would they do that for something that is true? As crime research pointed out, Twitter locked his account for tweeting about the New Zealand mosque killer. His manifesto does state that he did the attack because it would lead to more gun control. It does state that he is a socialist, an environmentalist who hates capitalism and free trade. And then why don't they suspend the accounts of NBC, CBS, The New York Times, many other corporate media accounts that reported the same information? Why aren't their accounts suspended for that? You know why. You know why. They don't want somebody talking about the real facts about gun control. And they're just using this as a pretext. When they contacted Twitter and asked them to comment on this, Ammo Land did. They said, well, we're not going to comment on individual accounts. But for background, said Twitter, It's against our policies to share content that glorifies violence on Twitter. We enforce the Twitter rules impartially for all users, regardless of their background or political affiliation. Ha, 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 ha. Right? Okay, yeah. Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. They don't enforce it against mainstream media when they say that kind of stuff. And they don't enforce it against Rose City Antifa, the group that attacked Andy Ngo in Portland. They're still up. But, of course, they're going to remove the Proud Boys. They're going to remove Joe Biggs. They're going to remove John Lott because he talks about gun control. And now Twitter is stepping it up. They've got new rules because they are the rulers. Don't forget. Twitter, Facebook, Google, they are the rulers. Apple as well. You know, Apple, Tim Cook, he was the one who orchestrated the mass conspiracy to get rid of InfoWars, Alex Jones, off of social media all at once. And that is true. It is a conspiracy. You know, he called up all these people and said, hey, let's do this. And they all did it within a 10-hour period. Cut this show off in the middle of a broadcast. Why? No reason was ever given. No reason was ever given. They don't have to give a reason. They are the rulers. They are the despots, the dictators of this globalist system that is being put into place. And our government pretends, again, let's penetrate the veil of fraud perpetrated on us by these judges in the judiciary. I've seen this at the local state levels over and over again, state after state. They use this tactic to exclude people from televised political debates. They said, we're going to turn the debates over to a private organization, the Association of Journalists in a particular state. They will determine who gets to come on the debates and who doesn't. And because they're determining who gets to come on the debates and who doesn't, it's not a violation of your First Amendment rights, even though as a third party or an independent, you jump through all kinds of hoops that the Republicans and Democrats didn't have to do. The Republicans and Democrats aren't excluding you from the public debate. And it's not the government that's holding the debate. The government, you know, the government would be liable if the government was sponsoring the debate. But we have a private organization over here, an association of corporate media. They're going to sponsor the debate and they're going to censor you. And that's okay. Now they have this other, they're using the same tactic, the same beard. Oh, we have this private organization over here that runs the digital public square, and they're going to censor for us, and we have plausible deniability because it's not the government doing it to you directly. That's the fraud that is being applied to everybody. All right, let's talk about some more of the fraud here. Wikipedia. Wikipedia. That's, yeah, it's not Wikipedia, it's Wikipedia. And the media are now sanitizing the connection between Epstein and Clinton. And one of the things that's kind of interesting is up on The Intercept today, the fact that Jeffrey Epstein shipped himself a 53-pound shredder, paper shredder, and a carpet and tile extractor. And these are records that were found by a guy who is a William George, an analyst with Import Genius. He found the details of the shipments. And again, he noted that, you know, the shipments could, of course, be totally unrelated to his alleged crimes because a lot of people will ship 53-pound shredders to themselves, even if they aren't pedophiles, notorious pedophiles accused of running a child sex trafficking ring and standing trial at the moment. I mean, no reason to jump to any conclusions here, you know, while he's being vetted for child sex ring, you know, running that, it just happens to send himself a massive paper shredder. Don't jump to any conclusions here. They're just coincidental facts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
$17.76 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom, renaissance, worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House
summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, Infowars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, 1776 worldwide.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, we have that interview that we had earlier in the program with Tommy Robinson is up now on the YouTube channel. Again, you'll find that at youtube.com/libertarian. The name of the interview is Tommy Robinson's Final Interview Before Prison. A very, very powerful interview. Tommy Robinson had a lot to say. I just let him go because he has a great deal to get off of his chest about the political persecution that is happening in the UK, the corruption that is happening there. You really need to hear that interview again. Tommy Robinson's Final Interview Before Prison you'll find on YouTube. Libertarian is the channel. Don't forget to subscribe and share. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter while I'm still there. Follow and retweet on Twitter, Libertarian. And our broadcast tomorrow, our upcoming 34-hour broadcast, will begin with this program in the morning tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We have, commemorating that, a 1776 worldwide special. We got a lot of products that have been reduced to $17.76, and that represents at least 10% off everything in the store, up to 75% off of some items. Some of the items that are $17.76 are BrainForce Plus, Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, Super Silver, our nano silver wound dressing gel, Ultimate Bone Broth, Survival Shield X3 nascent iodine, Winter Sun, our vitamin D products, many, many more. We have all shirts and hats, including the new Betsy Ross 1776 designs. We've got four different styles, and it is a limited run. That is, all of those are also 1776. Make sure you check out the sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you are our only sponsors. All of our money comes from the sales direct at that store, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to the situation here as we've got Wikipedia and the corporate media sanitizing the connections between Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. The Intercept also points out that Jeffrey Epstein himself was involved in a little bit of sanitization, perhaps. They said shortly after reaching a non-prosecution agreement in July 2008, that's the one in Florida that involves Alex Acosta, the maritime records show that he shipped himself a large paper shredder, 53-pound paper shredder, from his Virgin Islands residency to his Palm Beach home. Then in March of this year, shortly after a Florida federal judge invalidated that agreement, he shipped a tile and carpet extractor from the Virgin Islands to his Manhattan townhouse. Now, they said, you know, this may be nothing at all, but, you know, the key challenge that these investigators had, The Intercept points out, when they were trying to get him back in the 2000s, was the fact they couldn't get evidence through a subpoena. Something was blocking that. And it turns out it was actually being blocked by a Democrat prosecutor in that area, kind of setting on their ability to do discovery. A 2005 search of his Palm Beach home came up empty in its quest for computers that investigators suspected contained critical evidence. In 2007, a federal grand jury subpoenaed the computers, and that August, Acosta, who is now the labor secretary for President Trump, entered into a plea agreement discussions with Epstein. Because of those talks, a motion to compel production of his computers was delayed. And so, you know, it just may be a coincidence that all these things that were shipped to him to destroy stuff, but it is not a coincidence that you had the people sanitizing the Wikipedia entry for Jeffrey Epstein, sanitizing the Bill Clinton connections. What, by the way, did they find on this raid that happened over the weekend at his $77 million townhome that has seven floors in his townhome? The FBI found a lot of very bizarre things, reports Jamie White at InfoWars.com, including some very strange design features. They had a vast trove of lewd photos of young women and girls. Some of them were found in a locked safe. They also found a signed autographed picture from former President Bill Clinton. It doesn't say whether that was found with the kiddie porn. But he also had a wall decorated with photos of Woody Allen, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia. I wonder what he was doing there. As well as the signed photo of former President Bill Clinton. They also found a custom-made chessboard with each figurine dressed in underwear. And, of course, he made a lot of money, evidently, from Victoria's Secret. But still people are asking, how did he accumulate as much money as he did? Very strange, isn't it? They found a 20-seat dining table surrounded by computer screens and phones, and listen to this, a full-sized dental chair installed in his bathroom. You can draw your own conclusions about that. And then this, he had commissioned a mural on the second floor of his seven-floor penthouse. It showed him in the middle of a prison scene surrounded by barbed wire, guards, and a guard station. He told a guest recently, he said, that's me. I had this painted because there's always a possibility that could be me again. Yes, there definitely is a possibility. Unless it turns out that he's been running this whole scam for a lot of very well-connected political people. Ann Coulter and others have suggested, as we have in the past, you know, this is what's behind this type of thing, making sure they can get blackmail information on people. Look at Dennis Hastert, right? The guy who was a pedophile wrestling coach. He was groomed by the Republican Party, became a congressman. They elevated him to Speaker of the House. He stayed as Speaker of the House longer than anybody else. Why? Because he was blackmailable. We've said that all along. But then you got the reputation managers who are memory-holing any links to Bill Clinton, as RT points out. You got one editor removing multiple references to Bill Clinton, who was, the references show talk about him flying on the Lolita Express more than 26 times. They said, this, of course, has been well-sourced. It is not in dispute. But this person said, this is not relevant to Epstein's personal life. Joe Blacko complained about that. He said, this is a smear toward Bill Clinton. No, it is factual. It is well-sourced. It is not in dispute. By Sunday evening, the material had been re-added by others. But then they played other games as they were doing that. Among other editors who were making changes to Epstein's page was notorious Philip Cross, reports RT, a mysterious British figure who has edited Wikipedia for 15 years for the equivalent of full-time working hours. Yeah, so who is this guy? He does nothing but edit Wikipedia entries, and he does it with a single-minded dedication to negatively skewing the biographies of anti-war politicians and journalists. Could it be? Let me just venture a guess here. Could Philip Cross be a nom de plume, or maybe a nom de guerre, a name of war for the military-industrial complex, since he seems to focus on anti-war people and smearing them on Wikipedia, because that's really what Wikipedia is. It is a smear tactic. Google, of course, also apparently tweaked its algorithm so that if you Google Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, you would get pictures of President Trump. Lots of them, as a matter of fact. About one-fifth of them are still pictures of President Trump. You look for Jeffrey Epstein, and you look for Bill Clinton, you're going to get pictures of President Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, or you're going to just get pictures of President Trump by himself. You know, it's the same sort of thing that Google did. We showed it to you. They didn't even bother to change that one at all. You type in the word idiot, and you just get pictures of President Trump over and over again on Google search engine. So when we look at this, they even took out references to Kevin Spacey and these various flights. But is there a connection with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein? Well, yes, there is. As a matter of fact, you had on Fox News, you had a journalist, Conchita Sarnoff, who has written about human trafficking. She went on and did a long report on Fox News, and she pointed out, she heads up a group that's called the Alliance to Rescue Victims of Trafficking. She said, I know from pilot logs, and these are pilot logs that you know were written different pilots at different times, that Clinton went, and he was a guest of Epstein 27 times. But even more importantly, here's this, folks, the connections to the Clinton Global Initiative and Epstein. She said, Gerald Lefcourt, one of Epstein's attorneys, back during the original arrest and the original investigation, wrote a letter which has been made public. In that letter, Gerald Lefcourt claims that Epstein was one of the original funders of the Clinton Global Initiative. He gave President Clinton $4 million. $4 million. And it has been verified, she said, in a 2000 letter sent to federal prosecutors by Epstein's then attorneys, Alan Dershowitz and Gerald Lefcourt. Reads, Mr. Epstein was part of the original group that conceived the Clinton Global Initiative. And yet, they make it all about President Trump. And I said this from day one. I said, this is going to be spun because these people project their crimes onto everybody else. And they get away with it because there's a monolithic corporate media lying to you.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.